the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm RCA Namdar. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A senior UN envoy is appealing to officials in Myanmar to get more foreign aid to cyclone survivors. The envoy arrived in that country today. Also, Myanmar's military leader visited two relief camps for survivors for the first time since that storm hit 2 weeks ago. Aid groups have warned children are particularly vulnerable and say thousands may die in the next weeks if they don't get more food quickly. Al-Qaeda says Osama bin Laden will soon issue, in its words, a very strong message to the Muslim nation. The announcement appeared on a website Al-Qaeda frequently uses. No word if it will be a new statement. Thursday, an audio message attributed to bin Laden urged his followers to liberate Palestine. A Chicago-based company is recalling ground beef that may be tainted with E. coli. The meat was distributed in 11 states in the East and Midwest, from Florida to Nebraska. The beef under the name Morial Meat was produced by JSM Meat Holdings. Federal officials say there are no reports of any illness. Doctors say Senator Edward Kennedy did not suffer a stroke and is not in immediate danger after having what they describe as a seizure. The veteran Democrat was airlifted to a Boston hospital from an emergency room near his family compound in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, yesterday. Doctors say he's resting comfortably and scheduled to undergo more tests. And it's been 2 days, and no one has come forward to claim the $196 million jackpot in Friday's Mega Millions lottery. One ticket sold in a Cincinnati liquor store had all six lucky numbers. Wow. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.